Dave, about this song, somebody asked me if the Joe Jackson story was really true. Is it really true?
Yeah, the story referred to in the song is, I went to see Joe Jackson play at Massey Hall. I believe it was his night and day tour, and it was a really good show. But it was Massey Hall, and I think it was the death of New Wave kind of day, or death of New Wave year or era. Because Joe Jackson came on, and everyone was expecting him to come and play this kind of soft, you know, jazzy rock stuff that he was getting into, but instead he played a rockin' version of On Your Radio, which is from his first record, or second record, and it was great. And so I was, a fairly impressionable, young, peppy kid, and I jumped out of my seat, and I had third row seats, and I had my pointy boots on and stuff, and I started to mod ska dance away, my little heart out. And this huge cop came up behind me, huge guy, 3 feet taller, took me and planted my back against the stage. And I was like this, pinned like an insect against the back of the stage, this big cop. And I don't know, what he was trying to do, because clearly his message was stop dancing, but he could have just said that. I probably wouldn't have, but he could have said that. So I looked back behind me and Joe Jackson was like, he was really mad, he was really upset that I was being handled like this. So Joe Jackson didn't sing a verse, instead reached over and he took the hat off the cop's head and put it on his own head. And so the cop was freaked out because no one expected. And you could tell everyone in Massey Hall was looking to see how this thing would transpire. So the cop kind of dropped me and looked back at Joe Jackson, and I split. And I went up to the balcony. Yeah, of course I swung and died. So Joe Jackson, pretty cool. We'll do this while Martin tunes. I've added a first verse. Well, I first got an erection to an Aerosmith song. I even liked the Carpenters enough to sing along. Boy of 13 tried to do nothing wrong. Tried to stay away from the maddening throng when music sounded like something you chewed, like some confectionery goo. Well, my first rock concert was a stadium affair. Our dads drove us down to the front gates there. We oogled all the people in their rock and roll hair. And for the very first time I smelled dope in the air. And we saw Yellow, but they sucked. But Meatloaf was wicked, so we gave it up for the fat man. My second rock show, I was offered some pot, but I refused to be swayed or to be caught by a cop. Kenny, Alex, Neil, they played penultimate rock. The very last song, they set off five flash pots. My friend had an epileptic fit, but the crowd cheered him on, cause they thought that he was dancing. That's true, all on his back. My third rock show was an epochal day. It was down at the Explo, the Alpine Way. Aerosmith and Nugent, well, they're okay. But I saw the Ramones, and it changed the way I saw the world. I saw everything. So I bought a leather jacket, ripped holes in my jeans. And my parents saw my pants, and they took away the car keys for 2 days. The specials gang of four and all the new wave. I even saw the birthday party. Play with Nick Cave. I saw XTC twice. Saw the special beat thrice. I even met Michael Stipe. He was nice. Joe Jackson saved my life. Massey Hall. I got up, started to dance. I didn't know any better. A big cop. He took me and pinned me against the stage. Joe reached over and took the hat off the cop's head. The cop dropped me and I ran up into the balcony and swan dive. Well, it's 15 years later and I'm up on a stage. Sometimes I feel a little like a mouse or a page. Under these lights you're like a bird in a cage. I often wonder when I'm gonna act my age. Or is it a passing turn? Like a rusty car, an old shirt, or a bad haircut. Not a lot of those. Chump chart, an 8-track, or a gatefold. just a footnote to that song. ELO played, and the whole attraction to the tour was they were going to come out of a big spaceship.
It didn't work!
$8 to see that. And it's basically like a mechanism like a Ferris wheel, like one of those X Ferris wheels.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you there? Whoop, so you go to the X.
Exactly. Well, it was more like a Big Mac kind of thing opening, a Big Mac box. But as it turns out, they were sued by their promoter for playing to backing tapes that tour, and they lost, and they had to pay back like $40 million. So my first real rock concert wasn't even live, it was to tape.
What, is it against the law to play to backing tapes? I thought
it was back then. Turn off the tapes. Somebody arrest these guys.
Fawn Fresh.
Someone get me a cop.
Fugitive
Richard
Fawn Fresh. That's why they're here, they're on the run.
They're on the lam. David Jansen. Matlock will get him though.